Hello to the peoples! It's Monday nights. You know what that means. It's time for some Raha.
I thought you meant Lack of Bright Wyatt show.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Are we not? Really? We're not going to talk about that at all?
He'll come back. One day. Maybe. When he feels inclined.
When he feels inclined, when he's ready to.
Maybe he's got to hunt the turkey for the family. You know, now that Luke and Eric are kind of off doing their own thing, you know, he's got to feed the compound, somebody's got to do it, so, you know, he's out in the woods somewhere looking for turkey. Or gator.
For JoJo to make for Thanksgiving dinner.
Sure, we'll go with that.
I mean, she would be the one making the dinner now.
Well, he could cook. He may like to cook. You don't know that. Could be in his hobbies.
Hey, you never know. It could be in his hobbies.
It could relax him. You know, being a cult leader in the eater of worlds is a hard job.
So he's just the eater of turkeys?
He's just the eater of turkeys, yes. And of other things.
Well, I just said one of them. Anyway.
Well, is it eater of or is it destroyer of? I'm not sure which.
Maybe both.
Could be both. We need confirmation. If anybody out there has intel on what we're implying, please tweet us. We would love to know. Not really, but really.
She said it, I didn't. Time to do a thing is... I got nothing. Let's go, Falcons. Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Ain't no mum stopping him now. The big dog has regained his yard and now has some gold. This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today. Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Mr. Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
By the way, as the Falcons are playing and moving downfield and trying to beat the Seahawks, crossing my fingers that they do, a solemn moment of silence for the Georgia Dome. It was felled today. It was epic. There was a giant dust cloud. One news station had like 7 cameras. The only one that they were missing was the implosion camera inside of the dome. But I guess nobody was willing to sacrifice a camera to get that shot. Cheapskates. So, yes, a moment of silence for the Georgia Dome, which housed the Super Bowl, the Final Four, and WrestleMania. I have a lot of good memories in that building. I saw Taker in that building.
See, I wanted to see the explosion, but a bus got in my way.
Yeah, well, you know that's Atlanta for you.
It's just the way it is.
I watch the non-bus feed. I watch the good bus feed. If you want good news, go watch WSB TV in Atlanta. Ding! Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
Seriousness over.
back to the silliness. Roman Reigns is your new Intercontinental Champion, everybody. It all started on Miz TV. Roman Reigns was supposed to be the guest. Instead of Roman just being the guest, the Shield all came down. They talked about championships. The Miz was completely over. The fans were chanting, "Miz is awesome. Thank you, Miz." All that fun stuff. They were not going along with the script. They tried their best, but Miz wanted credit for the Shield, you know, coming back because he's the one who started it all. And he wants part of the royalty checks because, you know, the merch is all new and stuff and he wants money. He has a baby on the way. He needs money for diapers.
He does. He's got a family, damn it.
He's got a family through college and diapers and feed and all that stuff for the next 18 years. Anyway, it basically turned around how, you know, Miz is a fighting champion and that Rollins and Ambrose want to get their belts back, and, well, Reigns doesn't want to be left out, so he challenged the Miz for the Intercontinental Championship, and, well, Bo and Curtis got destroyed. Bo stood up to Roman Reigns and the Shield, and it just didn't go well for Bo.
Bless Bo. He tried. But honestly, honey, don't pick fights you can't win. Just don't. I know you're trying to defend your pseudo-dad and hold it down for the team and be a team player, holla holla, and all that other stuff, but you should kind of maybe know what battles to fight and what battles not to fight, and you don't pick a fight with the Shield unless you're like the Wyatt family, which, you know, if you want to join the Wyatt family, I know a guy you can talk to who's not on this show.
But we're not talking about that.
So yeah. So Bo tried. He manned up. He faced down the Shield. I'm so very proud of him. Curtis looked utterly confused when Bo's like, "Well, you have to go through us." And Curtis is like, no, I'm not with him. I'm totally not with him.
I'm in a neck brace. I'm not with him.
He stands on his own. He's a man unto himself. Please leave me alone. And once the Shield got done with Bo, they beat up Curtis. And sadly, the Miztourage gets sent to the back wounded, which makes room for the A-Kids to come out during the Roman Reigns Miz match.
Bo ate a triple powerbomb as well.
Yes, he did. Bless his heart.
He did. So it led to the main event, which first it led to Dean Ambrose and Sheamus. Dean Ambrose beat Sheamus. Match was fine.
But yeah, I mean, it was a good match. It was a solid match. Cesaro's antics on the outside were really good.
And then it led to the main event of Roman Reigns versus Miz. And as mentioned, Roman Reigns is your new Intercontinental Champion.
He is officially a Grand Slam champion.
Yay! The big dog has all the championships.
So, except for the women's.
Except for the women's. Touchdown Falcons, maybe?
Who had the ball?
Falcons?
Yes, Touchdown Falcons.
I will say this. Roman Reigns is Intercontinental Champion. Does nothing for me.
Like something else on this show tonight, I'm going to reserve judgment until I see how this goes. I don't think it necessarily hurts him because it's been a while since he's kind of even had a shot at a title.
It doesn't hurt him, but it feels like filler. And Miz has been awesome, no pun intended, as Intercontinental Champion.
They have to give Miz a break from the title every so often.
Oh, I know that, but it should have been used on someone who isn't Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me. I'm not super thrilled about it. My only hope is that when they go to take the title off of Roman, that they give it to someone else other than Miz. Not that I don't love Miz, but I feel like he's doing so well, and I would love to see Miz go up into the main event, go for the main title, be in that sphere, and kind of come out of the mid-card hell that they seem fit to stick him in for the time being. You know, it's just that's what that feels like to me. So I'd love to see them do more with Miz, like to really take this opportunity, because it seems like every time they take the Intercontinental title off of him, he just kind of sort of goes, meh, because they don't know what to do with him, because he's like their permanent IC champion, like the go-to guy for it. We have nobody else. Okay, put it on Miz. That's what he is. So I'd love to see them take this opportunity and make him more than just that meh, you know, here's the IC title, do something with it guy.
Yep.
So it doesn't bother me in that regard. Roman having bling, it's fine, it's whatever. Like most ITC title reigns that aren't Miz, he's probably not going to do a lot with it, but we'll see. We will see.
The call was reversed on the field. No touchdown. So there you go. This show...
Was his knee down?
He was like a half a yard short. So also on this show, two people that the chat room just mentioned of who could be Intercontinental Champion... Finn Balor took on Samoa Joe, and they had a hell of a match, which saw Samoa Joe choke out Finn Balor for the win.
I need more of this in my life. I just need more Finn Balor and Samoa Joe in my life. I mean, it's just amazing. The perfect chemistry, great matches. They know each other so well. So, I mean, it's like, you know, every time they're going to go out there, you're going to get something good.
Yeah. Gallows and Anderson shield the WWE shop, which was entertaining.
Like bosses.
We also saw on this show Asuka destroy Dana Brooke.
Poor Dana. Why did you pick a fight with her? You should know better.
We saw Enzo talk trash about the Zoat, people jumping on board the Zoat train. We had an 8-man tag. Wasn't much. The good guys won.
Poor Drew Gulak still cannot give his PowerPoint presentation. Would somebody get that man either like a global meet room or a video conferencing line or something so he can just give this PowerPoint presentation? Because the anticipation is building up in him. And honestly, I want to see it. Like, I legit want to see Drew Gulak's PowerPoint presentation because it is pertinent to my interests.
He's done parts. He hasn't been able to do the whole thing yet.
But I want to see the whole thing.
Oh, I know. Monday Night Raw opened with Stephanie McMahon. So, so happy about what happened at Survivor Series. And Kurt Angle's job is secure. And she introduced Amanda Wanda for Team Raw, Triple H. Before he could do anything, out came Kurt Angle. He got right up in Hunter's face. He said this wasn't the general manager talking. It was the Olympic gold medalist and WWE Hall of Famer telling Hunter if he ever attacked him from behind again, he could take this job and shelve it because he's coming for him. Triple H just stood there. Stephanie told Kurt Angle not to jeopardize his career again. Jason Jordan came out. No one cared. He got in Hunter's face and said that he was 100% healthy, so he should try him tonight. Angle was basically saying, telling Jordan not to do it. Jordan asked for a match with Triple H, called him a coward, and Stephanie told Kurt Angle, you don't have the authority to make that match, because, you know, Triple H is above Kurt Angle. Triple H taking off his jacket, ready to go, and Hunter and Stephanie said her husband would tear Jordan apart, given the mood he is in, and Stephanie said Hunter isn't afraid of Jordan or anyone in that locker room. Cute Braun Strowman coming right down to the ring, right in the face of Triple H, and Hunter and Braun had a stare down, face to nipples, and they stood there for a while. Hunter slowly backed away, and then Stephanie McMahon said, Jason Jordan, you're looking for a fight tonight, you get to fight Braun Strowman. Thoughts?
I like the opening segment. I liked it a lot. In particular, Kurt coming out and saying, F you, F your mom, F your show, F this job. You ever touch me again, I'm going to F up your face. Like, I loved that so much because he didn't take it laying down. He just got right up in Hunter's face. And it's like, I don't have to take that from you. I do, but I don't. It's like, I don't care if I get fired if that means I get to whoop your butt. That was awesome. Like, yeah. I love that. That's the fire that we all know Kurt Angle for. It was nice to see him display it here. The Jason Jordan stuff, God bless him. He's trying so goddamn hard. They're trying so hard with him, and it's just like, eh.
Jason Jordan went backstage, asked his dad, if, you know, you're gonna let me go through this match? I'm hurt. But you said you're 100%, son.
Right.
Well, dad, I was only said it because Triple H was out there. Angle was concerned about his son. What would people say if I canceled the match? Jordan said he'd work the match, get up for it, he'll do it, all right, fine. Because he's the only guy who can beat Braun Strowman.
No, he'll eat you.
But he's the only guy to beat Braun, who can beat Braun Strowman.
Is Braun Strowman? No, he has been officially defeated. He was defeated by Roman. Never mind.
Yeah. Charlie Caruso interviewed Braun Strowman, asked him for a response. Jordan telling Angle that he's not afraid of him. He goes, good, that makes him different than everyone else, including Triple H.
Shots fired.
We're doing what we're sprinkling the seeds.
I love that they're continuing this from last night. I love that they're like having Hunter be afraid of Braun because it's just like, crap, I screwed up with Braun, crap, and now I gotta fix it. Like, I love this. The way that they're just subtly continuing this. I'm actually not offended by a Triple H Braun Strowman feud. It could actually be really entertaining.
Should be really good. In another Jason Jordan segment, Matt Hardy was backstage. Jason Jordan was looking for some advice. Hardy said he's been in the ring with the Goliaths, such as Mark Henry, Brock Lesnar, and Big Show. He also put over Braun Strowman and said there's nothing you do once he gets his hands on you because his strength is inhuman. Because Braun Strowman is the monster among men. And Hardy said one of the lessons he learned in WWE is that some nights, it's just not your night. Which led us to Braun Strowman, Jason Jordan. It didn't last long. Jordan tried to lift Strowman. He moved him backwards. but couldn't really do much. He grabbed his left knee, rolled out of the ring, and then Kane attacked Braun Strowman from behind. Kane took the chair and decided to crush the windpipe, the larynx of Braun Strowman.
It's like, oh, hi, Kane, you're back.
Back. He came out from underneath the ring that he was chokeslammed into.
He was napping.
Backstage, we were trying to get an update on Braun Strowman, who refused medical attention. Renee Young asked Kurt Angle. Angle didn't have an update, but, you know, and he said he would talk about the potential punishment for Kane later on. But he's here about to check on his son. So we're in another Jason Jordan segment. This is segment number 5. For anyone who wants young guys being pushed, here's Jason Jordan segment number 5.
I just like to point out that Kane saved Jason Jordan's life.
He did.
Like, he legit saved Kurt Angle's son's life because he wanted to get to Braun Strowman. So, you know, I wouldn't be punishing Kane too hard, because had he not shown up, this would probably be a really different conversation right now. Just saying, it would have been Braun Strowman ate Jason Jordan. Anyway.
Jason Jordan was being treated. He was in pain. Miz came in begging to stop the match with Roman Reigns. Angle said no. And then Jason Jordan said, Matt Hardy was right. Strowman is a monster among men.
Okay, if he's going to be whiny, I'm not going to be able to be okay with this.
Hashtag crybaby Jordan.
Like, honestly, if they're going to have him be a whiny little bitch, I just have no time for that.
That's exactly what he's becoming.
I just, you know what? I'd rather see him rally against the odds than see him whine about it. Because I just honestly can't stand that.
He's going to be a crybaby, and he's going to use Kurt Angle to get him out of situations that he gets himself into. Because he's hurt. And he's going to man up, and then he's going to man down. He's going to be a coward. It's going to lead to Kurt Angle versus Jason Jordan at some point, because that's what they do.
Yay.
Elias did a song. Matt Hardy got involved. Matt Hardy and Elias feud continues.
That was not the crazy one that I wanted, but anyway.
So, the Raw Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss, came to the ring. She's been reading the comments from fans who were trying to cheer her up after her loss with to Charlotte last night. She saw, you know, how she came up short. She was making her own short jokes. She said she didn't need this social media pity. She said she knew how well she performed and how Charlotte got lucky, and she may have lost, but 2017 has been her year. She's not a woman on the, there's not a woman who, on the planet who can hold a candle to her. Out came Mickey James. She tried to get Biscuit butt over again. She said Survivor Series is over and it's back to Raw business, and the only business she's interested in is the Raw Women's title. Bayley came out. She, you know, wants the title as well. She put over Alexa Bliss being her year, but the year isn't over, and she wants the belt. Sasha says, comes out, and she wants a title shot. Alicia Fox comes out. She wants a title shot. Alexa says, none of you deserve a title shot. Kurt Angle came out, said SmackDown proved it is the B show, and he booked a four-way for the number one contendership.
I kind of wish they would stop trying to get Biscuit Butt over, because it sends a negative connotation to Alexa. And seeing as they sort of have highlighted her weight struggles on Total Divas, which if you listen to the Rack Extra Total Divas every week, you would know this. Why aren't you listening to it? It's available every Thursday morning. Ding! Right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Except for this week, because there's no show.
Except for this week, because there's no show. But every week that there is a show, there is a podcast available Thursday morning right here at WildTalkRadio.com. Ooh, touchdown Seahawks. But there's a flag.
Flag on the play.
This could get interesting.
3 minutes to go.
Anyway, it's the bottom of the fourth.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I wish they would stop trying to get Biscuit Butt over, because it's just like, it's not needed. And it's a little irritating, honestly.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's the Falcons penalty, so it's touchdown counts.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's just irritating. Anyway, match starts, they go to break, and they come back, and they're fighting, and then all of a sudden, music hits. It's Paige.
She's back!
Let's say she was over.
Yeah.
I think she was over a little bit. Crowd was very excited for her. 2-point conversion is good. 3-point game. 3 minutes ago. Fitting. So they're out on the stage. She's out. She just goes, did you miss me? Fans were chanting yes. She didn't mean to interrupt their business, but she had something to say that everyone, and she's back. Fans were chanting loudly, welcome back. But she said she didn't come alone. So she walks down to the ring, and then in comes Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose attacking Mickey James from behind. They beat up all the girls in the ring. and left them all laying as Mandy Rose, Paige, and Sonya Deville stand tall.
I like how you put them in a particular order of their names.
I did not put them in the other order.
I know. You were very, very deliberate about it.
Even though I wasn't trying, I was just thinking of names. Because if you want, you can do Paige, Mandy, and Sonya.
Do the math on that one. This is the other thing I'm kind of reserving judgment on, because I want to see Mandy and Sonya wrestle on the main roster before I make any judgments of their ability. I mean, it's like the last time I think I saw them live. Last time I saw Mandy was live, and she was okay.
She's from... Okay. LeMans and Chevrolet. What about Deville and Rose? How good are they? I've heard good things about Mandy. We've seen Sonya on NXT. She's very great. Mandy Rose is improving from everything I've heard. Haven't seen her. Lindsay said she's okay. But that's, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah, that's 6 months ago. So she could have improved even more since then. I would have called her then about a step up from Eva Marie at that point. So she could have gotten better. She could be the same. I'm not entirely sure. Sonya, I think they had to get out of NXT because they've got Shayna Baszler under contract. They're probably not going to have to do a lot with her, and she's more than likely coming to TV sooner rather than later, and you can't have two MMA chicks on the same roster down there. So I get the intention. I kind of wish it was the iconic duo more than Deville and Rose, but I get the connection in that, you know, they're all from Tough Enough, but I don't know about this. Like I said, I am reserving judgment until I see more of it, but I don't get a good feeling about it, but that could change. Because honestly, it's just kind of like, I don't know about this.
I'll say this about Mandy Rose coming. I'm glad she's up on the main roster and not spending another year in NXT.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to start your career, start it on the main roster, because you have enough girls down there doing sort of what she's been doing, it's like the Braun Strowman thing. Braun Strowman never hit NXT TV. You don't always need to hit NXT TV to get up onto the main roster.
No,
and
you don't.
And with her working every weekend, improving down on the house shows, because I follow people who go to those house shows and they've talked about her improvement. So I'm banking on, okay, she's improved and hopefully, and she's gotten herself over and she's figured out who she is in the ring. So it's like, I want to see it play out, and I'd rather see it play out on the main stage, and she'll have enough people on the main roster to help her through it.
Right.
Because down in NXT, she wouldn't have the right people guiding her the right way she needs to go. Would that make sense?
I would believe that.
Because there's more veteran talent up on the main roster than there is in NXT. And maybe this will help Sonya. I don't know. She needs help.
I mean, she's not terrible. We have seen a lot worse than her, but she's not... Last time I saw her, she was not anything to write home about. I think they're having a hard time blending the two styles for her, which you can imagine because she's having to go from actually throwing the punches to not really throwing the punches. And you can see her struggle with that a little bit. And Shane is the same way. I mean, I guess they feel that that's as far as either of them can go in NXT. So now it's all right, you go up to the main roster and they'll be on house shows, they'll be on Raw. They'll get to tour, so they'll be working more. And the more you work, the better you get. So I guess that's the feeling of it. But, I mean, honestly, if you're going to do a Paige Taraj, and you're going to have her essentially have backup, as backup, they're okay.
Yeah, they're Sonya Deville as a bodyguard type, it's okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. They were not done. They were backstage. Renee Young was trying to get an interview. Alexa Bliss walked up. Paige introduced them to Mandy and Sonya. They all stared at each other awkwardly, and then the three of them jumped Alexa Bliss and left her laying.
So they've all gotten beat up now.
I'll say this, bringing in Paige, bringing in Sonya, bringing in Mandy, it will keep Asuka away from the belt, and that was a bad sack.
That was a really bad sack.
But
the clock's still ticking. Like, that's the whole thing. The clock can continue to just tick down.
Right, but the point is, it keeps... Because we were talking about this last night. It's like, well, Asuka seems to be the next one because she was the main survivor. Having Paige in the mix, sort of putting her in the way of Asuka's path to the belt, works, because if you're going to do Asuka, you may save her for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, Asuka versus Paige would not be a bad match. Not at all.
No, I'm not even saying Asuka Paige. I'm saying Paige, Alexa. You save Alexa and Asuka for Mania.
Kind of more intrigued with Asuka Paige, but okay.
Asuka Paige, that'll happen too, but I'm saying if you want to keep the belt on Alexa, that's more.
I don't think that belt's staying on Alexa much longer.
No, it's probably going elsewhere.
I think it's coming off of her no later than Rumble.
Possible. It is quite possible. So, that's it.
That's Raw in a nutshell.
So, tomorrow night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, WTR Sims presents Ultimate Survivor. Two big Survivor Series matchups going down tomorrow night on WTR Sims. Thursday afternoon, it's a special edition on the Rack.
That's right, it's Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble here in the States. We're celebrating Thanksgiving, if you do celebrate it. So, tune in Thursday. We'll have the podcast ready where we're talking all about SmackDown and Survivor Series, so you don't want to miss that. And, well, if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thursday. You can still come listen to the show anyway. No worries on that.
So, it's a Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular for the Rack Thursday right here at WildTalkRadio.com and RockRadioShow.com. Follow us on the social medias on all the brands, Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Twitch, Instagram, Tumblr, you know it, Rack Radio Show. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RackRadioShow, for daily WWE 2K18 content. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. We're doing sex toys for the Greater Than Great Debate this Saturday night in honor of Rob's Blue Dildo as we gear up for CB Radio 10. Sunday night, there is no Russell Talk Radio. They will return the following week. Tim's going out to celebrate whatever the Canadian Football League Super Bowl is. So, we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net, Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters.
That was Behance.net, so that's Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters. You forgot the net.
Whatever.
Anyway, girlwork.net, wrestling figure photography, Instagram.com/MPG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for the Thanksgiving special. And right back here for the Raw Post Show, live across the airways for the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.